and a new day, a new day, a new day.
All the hits, all the laughs.
Nikki and DeMello.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
So a zoo in New South Wales has a new addition that's getting, if you like, mega attention. It's a mega spider.
Oh, how big?
Well, it measures 3 inches from foot to foot. So that's like six centimetres. It is. Yeah.
Wow.
With fangs that are nearly an inch long. Nearly an inch. So that's like, it's quite a bit.
Half a centimetre.
No. Other way.
2 centimetres.
2.5 centimetres.
2.5 centimetres.
Officials at the Australian Reptile Park in Somersby, New South Wales, say the arachnid is the largest funnel web spider the park has ever seen. Its jaws are reportedly so strong they can pierce human fingernails.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing that's happened.
That's
I'm
awful.
Guessing that's how they know.
How do they know that?
I'm guessing somebody's fingernails got pierced.
No.
I mean, that's a really random thing to put out there otherwise. Gosh. An anonymous donor apparently gifted the spider to the park where it's now being used in an anti-venom program. Officials say they hope the donor comes forward and helps lead them to other large spiders.
Oh,
really?
No.
An anonymous donor dropping off enormous spiders at a zoo. It sounds like either the start of a disaster movie or possibly...
the next Spider-Man.
A Spider-Man origin story right there. That donor's not coming back. Don't worry about that. They'll be too busy back in their underground lair, genetically modifying sharks so that they can fly, or breeding even angrier Clive Palmers or something equally terrifying, I swear.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, first off, there's Christmas markets all weekend at Mike Barnett Sports Complex in Rockingham. They are hosting them, they're hosting the Christmas Spectacular Markets. I'm suggesting you Google Christmas Spectacular Markets if you want to get details.
And they are spectacular, big, I hear.
So I'm told.
There you go.
Leavers kicks off on Monday and officially runs through till Thursday. So
watch out.
Yes, if you have plans, be safe, make good choices, but let your hair down. So enjoy. November 19 is International Men's Day, which celebrates the positive difference men bring to the world. It's also a day to encourage conversations around mental and physical health.
Yes.
Blokes and boys, so do that. It's also a White Ribbon Day, which is all about stopping men's violence against women. So a good day to think about all of these issues.
Yes.
And November 19 is also World Toilet Day.
Oh.
Which is just one of the things the United Nations spends its time organising. It's actually all about making the world aware of wastewater treatment, stormwater management and sanitation.
Okay.
But, you know, World Sanitation Day doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
As World Toilet Day.
World Toilet Day. Mm. I think it's a bit of a line ball, just quietly.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is... Lyrical Gangster.
That's right. Here we go. Into the singing realm as your voice in fine form, Megan from Ravenswood.
I'm going to try. Apologies to any windows.
Okay.
You got
windows. Any glass. Okay.
Yeah.
Apologies to any dogs down the street too. Yeah, they may be able to hear things that we can't.
Exactly.
So your chance to go... we haven't heard you sing yet. Well, you're going to have a voice of a nightingale. I can feel it already.
I reckon it's beautiful. Stop it now.
In a shower with a good echo.
Oh, yes. It's all about that reverb. You could be winning yourself a double pass to the preview screening of Venom. Let There Be Carnage is happening at Manda Reading Cinemas Wednesday next week.
All right. So I'm going to play this bit here and then it'll stop and then you'll just carry on like a nightingale. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
I changed you.
Lovely.
Oh,
it was.
Isn't she beautiful?
I didn't notice when one bit finished and the next bit started. Let just to be sure that you actually got the lyrics right there. I'm pretty confident, but let's just check.
And I reckon with some shower reverb, that would have just been perfect Adele right there.
Lovely.
Oh, you're so kind.
And movie tickets for you. Woohoo!
Thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Let's
Go!
And what the world needs now, it seems, is entertainment news with Megan.
Adele's new and fourth studio album titled 30 was released today. It contains 12 tracks, including hit single Easy On Me, as well as 3 bonus tracks. The album about divorce has received some negative reviews from critics, saying it sounds too similar to her other albums. With Easy On Me, I know.
Adele, come up with something different. Do some electro trance.
That would actually be pretty cool. With Easy On Me currently at number one in many countries, I don't think Adele would really care what they have to say.
The only thing I would say is that 30 is somewhat misleading if it's only got 10 tracks.
12.
Well, there you go.
30 is out now. One of the world's most popular musical couples, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, have shocked fans by announcing their split.
I know. Love is dead.
Oh, that's sad. This rather confusing announcement came via Instagram. They said, "Hey guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and we'll continue to be best friends. We so appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward. So maybe love is still in the air, just in a different way."
I support them to be friends.
Best friends. We're not sure what's going on there, but okay. All the best to the besties. The Bohemian Rhapsody Queen biopic has earned nearly $1 billion worldwide, but apparently it is $51 million in debt.
Wow.
Yeah.
How well do you have to do to make a quid these days?
Well, let's see what's happening there, because 20th Century Fox made the claim while responding to a lawsuit filed by screenwriter Anthony McCartan. Now, McCartan says he struck a deal with GK Films to receive 5% of the production's net proceeds, but he hasn't seen any of that money since GK turned over the deal to Fox and now Disney. McCartan's lawyers claim that the numbers are false and want a full accounting of Bohemian Rhapsody to determine how much money he's owed. So it all sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it?
They're very good at that. Apparently they are pretty much designed to make sure they lose money. That's what they do, so they don't have to pay anyone's residuals.
And that's how they pay everyone. 5% shall get off nothing.
But they don't, exactly.
Oh, dear. They're known for their hit single Heatwaves. British band Glass Animals are set to play their biggest show in Australia to date when they head on tour next year. The Dreamland Tour will be here in Perth, July 14 at HBF Stadium. The tour has been called a mind-bending live experience not to be missed. Tickets go on sale 11 a.m. Tuesday.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.